Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Let me just say how delighted I am to be with all of you. I'm so glad to be able to do this, and I want to impart some, I think, great wisdom from today's readings. The first one is from the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. Blessed is he who perseveres in temptation, for when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. No one experiencing temptation should say, I am being tempted by God, for God is not subject to temptation to evil, and he himself tempts no one. Rather, each person is tempted when lured and enticed by his own desires. Then desire conceives and brings forth sin, and when sin reaches maturity, it gives birth to death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers and sisters. All good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. I just want to say to you right now, having read that reading, Jesus loves you. He loves you. And he knows right where you are. And he knows if you're going through great difficulties. He knows when you've just triumphed over sin. He knows. He knows everything. Brothers and sisters, bring everything to him. Everything. Your concerns, your hopes, your difficulties for the particular day you're living in, just bring everything to him and listen for his voice. And if you hear nothing right then and you can go ahead with what you're doing, but at the same time, keep asking him, Lord, show me the way. Now, I've found that when I've prayed sometimes and I sense nothing, but I've given it all to the Lord, and then I go to do this particular work, and then I am amazed at the way God shows me what to do in the situation. He waited till I actually got in the situation, and then he gave me the grace. He didn't give me a package of grace before I went, but when I needed it, it was there. And that's not always easy. That takes great faith, and that's what God wants to give us. Psalm 94 tells us, blessed the man you instruct, O Lord. Bless the man whom you instruct, O Lord, whom by your law you teach, giving him rest from evil days. For the Lord will not cast off his people nor abandon his inheritance, but judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. When I say, my foot is slipping, your mercy, O Lord, sustains me. When cares abound within me, your comfort gladdens my soul. And I have honestly found that to be true, not in some startling kind of revelatory way, but I've found it that as I go doing what I think I should and offering my petitions to God, that when the time comes, in the particular situation, I get an insight that I didn't have before, or I have strength to persevere in what I believe to be right. But I've changed many a decision based on the sense or the passage that God gives me from the Lord. Or sometimes God sends a messenger to me. Sometimes he sends me people who offer me a scripture passage or something that they think is very, very good, very helpful, and they wanted to share it with me, and it's exactly what I needed, exactly what I needed. Now, that doesn't mean that happens all the time, but it happens enough that I know I'm being cared for. Psalm 94, bless the man you instruct, O Lord. Bless the man whom you instruct, whom by your law you teach, giving him rest from evil days. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor abandon his inheritance, But judgment shall again be with justice, and all the upright of heart shall follow it. When I say, my foot is slipping, your mercy, O Lord, sustains me. When cares abound within me, your comfort gladdens my soul. Trust him. Bring everything to him. Nothing's too small. God's not going to say, oh, why'd you bring that to me? So-and-so could help you with that. No. God loves it when you bring everything to him. But he's given us wise people in some ways in our lives. Make use of it. Bring your need. Don't be afraid to bring your need to someone and say, what would you do if you were in my circumstances? Ask him for help or her, whatever the case may be. You're not alone. God loves you. He may give it to you in your own heart, and he may lead you to someone else to help you. But give him your trust. And we read from the Gospel of Mark today, chapter 8, verses 14 to 21. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. And Jesus enjoined them, watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And isn't that true for us sometimes? We get into a situation and we immediately think of all these things we can do or someone else can do. What does the Lord want? Does he want to give you grace and wisdom to handle the situation? Turn to him always first. He may lead you to others, but always give your concerns to God first and wait upon his word. He says in the Gospel of Mark, do you not remember when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000s? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you pick up? And they answered him, 12. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, 7 loaves of bread for 4,000 people, think of it, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? And they answered him, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? Do you still not understand? They were looking at him as a good man or as a holy man. Of course, he had many enemies. But he was a good man. And so they were trying to get from him. And what God was trying to do is draw them closer to himself and bring them to his Father. And it is his Father who gives us much through his Son. Go to God daily. Daily. My goodness, I do. Other people do. All the time turning to the Lord, saying, Lord, what would you have me do? I don't mean every possible moment. I'm not talking about that. But when you're in a situation, maybe at work, that causes you to be concerned. Maybe it's a situation within the family. Maybe it's with a friend. And it's a situation that you can't figure out what to do about. So you go to him and you say, Lord, help me with this. What's the best thing that I could do? And if just the very act of doing that helps to dispose you to listen, the circumstances may just change. You might get what you think is a great idea, and it might be that God gave that idea to you because he loves you. Because he loves you. Brothers and sisters, we are God's people. And he is with us. He is with us at every moment. He's there. Brother Lawrence, he was the young man who was a soldier in France, and he became a French Carmelite friar. And he says, we must perform all our actions carefully and deliberately, not impulsively or hurriedly, for such would characterize a distracted mind. We must work gently and lovingly with God. That means stop. Take a deep breath and say, Lord, what would you have me do? And then wait. If you get a sense of a certain passage, look at that passage. Sometimes you get up, you go away from prayer, and you say, well, I didn't hear anything from the Lord. And then something pops up that you say, oh, there's my answer. God won't ever disappoint you. Trust him. The timing is all his. The message is all his. You're his disciple. You're his son or his daughter. Just wait on him. He'll show you the way to go. Brother Lawrence says, during our work and other activities, even during our reading and writing, no matter how spiritual, and I emphasize, even during our religious exercises and vocal prayers, we must stop for a moment to adore God in the depths of our heart, to savor him, even though in passing it is very quick. Since you are aware that God is present to you during your actions, that he is in the depths and center of your heart, stop, at least from time to time, to adore him, to praise him, to ask his help, to offer him your heart, and to thank him. Brothers and sisters, if we actually do that, if we actually took note just to stop for a moment, you go to the restroom or you have a quiet time at your desk or wherever you may be, just a moment to say, Lord, what would you have me do? And it doesn't mean it's going to come down like a bolt of lightning, but just the very fact that you're turning to him disposes you when you engage in whatever situation it might be. You will at times, not always, not every time, but there will be times when you will know that somebody else was in that conversation with me. It's the Lord who loves you, brothers and sisters. He loves you. I want to encourage you, really want to encourage you, if you don't already do it, every day, read some passage of Scripture. It doesn't have to be a long one. But every day read a passage of Scripture. I was very, very struck by a man who told me, and I think I mentioned him to you before, but I want to tell you another part of it. He said that he drives to work every day, and he has a long drive, and it's probably about 40-minute drive. So he's listened to my program on the radio. And he said, so he brings his son at the same time with him to drop him at school, which is very near this man's office. As he was dropping his child off to school, he said to the Lord, what do you want of me? And what he heard from the Lord was just follow me. Follow me. So he started to pick up the scriptures more often. To read God's word more often. That's what each of us needs to do. And he finds the joy that God wants to give him and the wisdom. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.